Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open. Calls or texts, 844-967-2789. Well, I'll tell you, Texas is up to its old tricks again. We're just talking about guns. There is a loophole in Texas law they look like they're exploiting that will prevent the release of any information about the Uvalde shooting. What do I mean by that? There were officers in the hallway for an hour while kids were getting killed inside. They were sending out these desperate 9/11 messages. You could hear the shots, and the officers chickened out and they ran down the hallway. They ran down the hallway to save themselves. They didn't burst open the door, shoot open the door, go after the guy and stop him. Well, now you know what they're saying is this. There is a quirk, and I don't know the reason for it. I can guess the reason for it in Texas law that says that information about a killing can be released if someone has been convicted of it. But if no one's been convicted of it, it can't be released. Well, how about when the guy's killed? The guy's dead. Not going to be convicted. And they go, well, he hasn't been convicted, so we're not going to tell you about it. The reason for doing it in the past is if you had a murder and the guy is on the loose somewhere and you're searching for him, you don't want to give out info, that would tip him off. I get that. But here the guy is dead. He's met his ultimate judge. He's dead. He killed 19 kids and a couple of teachers. And they go, well, he hasn't been convicted. This is Texas, of course. He hasn't been convicted, so we're not going to tell you about the chicken hawks that avoided their responsibility. This is outrageous, absolutely outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. And the problem is you go to federal court and try to get overturned, but if there's a state law, the federal laws don't, courts don't go around making state law. This is very sick. It's a sick political culture down there. There's some very good people down there in Austin and elsewhere, but my God, I mean, these people, to do that and not give closure to those parents is wrong. It's very wrong. A foreign policy issue that is important, that has avoided scrutiny, and it has a very easy solution. Boris Johnson of Britain now says he's proceeding to rip up his trade agreement with the EU, which he needs for Britain's survival, and he's going to impose a hard border with Southern Ireland, just like during the Troubles. This is a disgusting thing. Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi have said, well, we're not going to have a trade agreement with Britain if they do that. Boris Johnson's doing it because he almost got thrown out of office. He survived, but he's very weak. He has a foreign secretary named Liz Truss who wants to be prime minister, and she's even more hawkish than Boris Johnson. They are willing to re-instigate Troubles in Ireland to somehow appeal to a handful of unionist MPs, members of parliament. This is absolutely disgusting. And here is the solution. There can be no hard border with Ireland anymore. Ireland is Ireland. Europe is Europe. Everybody should go wherever they want in Europe. They should be able to trade wherever they want. Brexit was a fake. It did not have to be called, the vote. When it was called, Russia interfered. Donald Trump egged them on. You have got to overturn Brexit, and you can do it. Simply the prime minister can do it. You don't even need the parliament. Politically, you may think you need the parliament. Maybe you do politically, but not constitutionally. By the way, their constitution was never written down. How do you like them bananas? We have a constitution. They have one, and it's in everybody's memory. It's like a nose of wax. You just twist the nose a little bit. But they're our ally, and Boris Johnson's been very good, much better than France and Germany, in standing up to Putin. So we need him. So what is the solution? Britain, get back in the EU. That's where you belong. Then everybody's in the EU, and they can travel wherever you want, and there's no hard borders anywhere. Going to the lines for one last call. Paul, we have about a minute, a little over. Paul of Madison, what's in your mind today?
Hey, I'll make this quick. I'm not even going to dive into the gun thing. At least they're trying to do something. But, hey, as far as you mentioned Joe Biden, he's going to Saudi Arabia. So maybe he can strike a deal for some oil, because when I run around, that's the biggest thing I hear about, gas, gas, gas. So I just wanted to get your take on that this morning, Matt, quickly. Thanks, bye.
Thank you. Wisco Paul. Here's the deal, Wisco Paul. He is going there. I think that certainly in private, we should be a little tougher with Saudi Arabia. They depend on us, for Pete's sake. In Yemen, we've supplied them weapons. The Yemen Houthis have attacked Saudi Arabia directly and its oil capacity, and we have helped defend them. We put troops in Saudi Arabia, and they thumb their nose at us. You say to the Saudi guy, hey, look, guy, yeah, you murdered Khashoggi with a chainsaw, which is pretty nasty, pretty poor, very poor. That's your culture over here. We don't want your culture. But your oil, you better pump it up, because the Ruskies are pumping it into Germany at high wages, and they are high prices, and they are using that money to kill Ukrainians. I think you take them to the woodshed in private, Paul. Thanks for calling in. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers. Got everything corrected. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.